Campus leaders, faculty, staff, and students are still coming to grips with the loss of interim SIUC Chancellor Paul Sarvila this week. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. Sarvila served 28 years at Southern. Today, we take a look at his legacy. When you ask about Paul Sarvila, people tell you first what a great man he was.
He was a man of great integrity, and I know that word has been used by others about him. But when he saw what was right, he did what was right.
Father Joseph Brown teaches in SIU's Africana Studies program. He says Sarvila was the first person to welcome him onto campus years ago. Their friendship spanned those years, as well as Sarvila's rise from professor to chair to dean to vice president and eventually interim chancellor.
And he made other people feel better because he could see goodness in people when they may not have seen it in themselves.
Paul was always the person seeking a really sort of good outcome for the college, for the university, and for each of us, and for our departments.
Retired aviation chair David Neumeier served with Sarvila in the College of Applied Sciences and Arts. He says it was easy to see early on that Sarvila would be a leader at SIU.
You know, because of his work. I mean, he worked very hard as department chair in healthcare professions in our college. He became the dean after Elaine Vitello, and then he went on to bigger and better things from there. You could just see that he was on a great track.
Retired President Glenn Pichard recognized that dedication. He says SIU is a better place because of Sarvila's tireless work.
His lasting legacy to SIU is going to be his love for the kids. I mean, he loved students. That was his life, even though he became a top-level administrator. Paul never lost his love for the students.
Current SIU President Randy Dunn agrees. He says Paul Sarvila was a joy to work with and made his transition to SIU easy.
He just invested himself wholly in all parts of university life, and particularly in this position. And it shows what an effect that one person can have on a place when you just jump in with both feet. Dedicate yourself wholly, invest fully, and that's what Paul did.
Friends point out Sarvila wasn't focused on his own success, rather the success of those around him, particularly the students at SIU. When he was named interim chancellor, Sarvila talked about providing the tools for success to those who needed them.
You'll see more and more of our efforts going towards people who have received some college credits, but haven't finished their degrees yet. We want them to complete that degree. That's very important.
Southern Illinois Symphony music director Ed Benyus says Sarvila loved the arts, and he never forgot his priorities.
He is so down to earth and just such a regular guy. You know, a lot of times, guys who get up in higher administration are hard to talk to, or, you know, speak in academic ease and so forth. Paul was never like that.
And students recognized Sarvila's dedication to them as well. Undergraduate student government president Cameron Schulock calls himself lucky for being able to work with him.
He's obviously one of SIU's greatest leaders and is somebody that I was more than happy to have the chance to work with.
Sarvila's death leaves many wondering what direction SIU will take. Father Brown says the choice is easy.
This man knew what we should be about, and he wanted to make sure that all sorts of people felt at home at his school. So we should be doing the same thing, making people feel at home.
President Dunn says it's too early to talk about what may come next on an administrative level. He says for now, the campus community will come together to celebrate the life of one of its own, and then put itself back to work.
When something as sudden as this takes place, you have to allow time for the grieving process, and we want the campus to have that and the opportunity to just deal with that and do some healing.
Paul Sarvila leaves behind a legacy of education, dedication, and service to Southern Illinois University. He also leaves his wife, a daughter, and a son. A memorial service is planned for Thursday evening on the SIU Carbondale campus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.